Okay, so let me, just give me just 1 second. There's like 2 million pounds of iron right here that I don't want to stare at. My last base, there was 225 airplanes, but they were about this big. And so just give me a moment to do that. So good morning, General Barrett, Mr. Bashford, Mayor Price, Mayor Wilson, General Rock, Ms. Kim, Chief Simpson looking good over there as always, Ms. Cook, distinguished civic leaders and honorary commanders, fellow wing commanders, Colonel Merkel and Colonel Jackson, commanders chiefs of Team Travis, our newly minted and very attractive new command chief, Chief Schultz over there, handing on the guidon, and my new best friend, Colonel Zach Geron, our vice wing commander. Distinguished guests, family and friends, and all of those people that we've now talked about 3 times already. Can we go with that? All right, cool. All right, welcome to this morning. It's a special event, and I am extremely honored and humbled to be standing before you today as the newly minted commander of the 60th Air Mobility Wing and Team Travis. Flyers in the corral know that we like to play with numbers from time to time, and I'm a math dude, so in that vein, I will shoot to keep these remarks less than 6.0 minutes in honor of the 60th Air Mobility Wing, and my son is about to hack the clock. Ready? Hack. So first, let me express my appreciation for those who made this possible. Boss, all I can say is that you've given me the opportunity to command on back-to-back tours and to lead AMC's crown jewel. It is an incredible honor, and I thank you for the trust and confidence in Don and I to follow in Jeff and Courtney's footsteps in this incredible role. To all the folks who had a hand in making this ceremony possible, most notably Major Wilkins and Ms. Wiederhausen, thanks so much. It's beautiful and awesome. To my family back in Kentucky watching this via tape delay, I truly wish you were here to see this beautiful place, but alas, life has a way of getting in the way. But thanks for always being there for Don and I and the kids as we continue to serve, and I hope to see you guys soon. To my in-laws, Billy and Patty Getz, you make it your personal mission to ensure our home is set up as soon as possible for every move, and you succeeded yet again. And you notice General Barrett mentioned that my mother-in-law, I'll script for a second, took a spill walking over here. She's stable, she's fine. As we were honestly loading her in the ambulance, she looked at me and said, "I'm not going to be there to supervise your speech, so don't suck." True. To all leaders who have spent time with me over the years molding and shaping this small town Kentucky kid to the officer I am today, many of you are online and some in person. I know that I wouldn't be here without your mentorship and guidance and sponsorship, so my sincere thanks. To a group of officers, some on active duty, some retired, that I can only best describe as my Golf of Palooza buddies, thanks for always being there to provide instant feedback and friendship when I need it the most. And most notably to my beautiful bride, Dawn, and my kids, Drew, Shelby, Luke, and Emily. Dawn's simply the best person I know. You'll get to know that relatively quickly. She continues to keep me in check and makes sure that I do my best to maintain a work-life balance that we not always successfully maintain, but we try to anyway for our airmen. To my incredible children who support me a great deal, despite all the long hours and 4 moves in 5 years and senior years and all those things, even when you're faking the smile, I know you actually love this as well. Next, a thanks to Colonel Nelson and Courtney and the Chief Crowder and Tia. You welcomed us with open arms, just like we expected you to. You've led Team Travis through tough, uncertain times with a steady purpose and calm resolve. And now you hand me the flag of a unit that is thriving in the business of air mobility, and your imprint is everywhere. We will do our best to keep going what you start. Finally, I want to thank each member of Team Travis for your selfless devotion to duty. You have a rich heritage of rapidly projecting American power, air power, anytime, anywhere. And I am extremely excited to be a part of this amazing team and continue that legacy of excellence. That said, using 60 as the theme, Chief Schultz and I have 6 promises that we want to make to Team Travis. First, we promise that you have our trust. Trust is a foundation to everything we do in the military, and trust is a two-way street. Trust that we have your back, and in turn, we hope that we earn your trust in being the leadership team in advance. We promise you an environment focused on professionalism, dignity, and respect. We are a close-knit Air Force family with roots from all over this great nation. We can accomplish anything when we build each other up as a team. Third, as airmen, We promise that when our leadership team makes the decision, you, the airmen, and your families are at the forefront of that discussion. Fourth, to our team, that we will fight every day to get Team Travis the training and resources that we need to maintain being America's finest mobility force, ready to answer the nation's call. Fifth, pride matters. We promise that the 60th Air Mobility Wing, you will find no two folks more proud of you than Chief and I. We will be your loudest sideline coach as you run the ball down the field, continuing to score touchdowns, and run up the score. Team Travis is to the Air Force as a Super Bowl champion is to the NFL. We are the best. We dominate the field, and I hope they're all jealous. And I hope they try to pick on us from time to time. Because honestly, they just want to live here and be us. But make no mistake, Travis is that good. And we plan to maintain that reputation. And lastly, we will continue to be ready. We promise to challenge our team to excellence, whether it be in exercises, inspections, or real-world ops. Will there be long days? Yep. But trust me when I tell you, if you work for us, you will be empowered to lead and grow and make our team as awesome as it possibly can be. This great nation, the community around us, and the families we serve are counting us to do this and deserve nothing less than our best. In everything we do, let everyone from anywhere know that they can always trust Travis. With these six promises, Chief Schultz and I want to continue fostering a culture where we have the right airmen with the best training who trust each other so much that with those six promises, zero excuses on making magic happen every single day. Pack. How much? 5 minutes, 41 seconds, that's what I was saying. So Chief and I look forward to meeting everybody as we make our rounds of the upcoming week. For the men and women of the 60th, all standing orders and policies and procedures remain in effect until otherwise noted. And until then, enjoy your weekend. Trust Travis, folks, there are no bounds. Let's get after it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the men and women of the 60th Air Mobility Wing are proud to welcome Colonel Simmons and his family to our Team Travis family. Please stand for the playing of the Air Force song and the departure of the official party. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our change of command ceremony. Thank you for attending, and have a great Air Force Day.